This is Decoded Datebook for June 3rd. When Reverend I.O. Sloan set foot in Bismarck in 1873, it was a wild and woolly western town. Bismarck had a few new wood-framed buildings, but it was teeming with tents and gamblers, and loud profanity prevailed. Although it seemed likely that Bismarck's rougher residents would rather go to a bear fight than to church, Isaac O. Sloan, the 53-year-old Presbyterian preacher, held a church service on June 15, 1873. Sloan conducted the worship in a brand new tent, and it was filled with people. Every place of business was closed during the church hour, out of respect. After the service, businesses reopened, and blacksmith George Gibbs' booming voice could be heard all over town shouting several times, "Hurrah for God!" A legend grew. Some newspaper reporters printed false claims that gamblers had thrown poker chips into the offering plate. But a contemporary observer said that wasn't true. The service was reverently conducted, and the congregation behaved with the same dignity and decorum as any church back east. It was a momentous occasion. That very day, Bismarck's leading citizens, including newspaper man Clement Lounsbury and three others, organized a Presbyterian congregation. Reverend Sloan became their minister, and they began work on a church building. After several years in Bismarck, Sloan moved to Mandan and built a church there as well. Years later, he founded yet another church. It was on this date, in 1892, that a newspaper mentioned the Glencoe Church, southeast of Bismarck. Reverend Sloan had a unique background. Born in 1820 in Philadelphia, he was educated at Pennsylvania's Jefferson College and Union Theological Seminary in New York City. He served a church in Virginia from 1856 until the Civil War. During the war, President Lincoln appointed him hospital chaplain. Sloan comforted wounded and dying soldiers in field hospitals until the war's end in 1865. After the war, he moved west, serving churches in Minnesota and then in Dakota Territory, where he became a beloved preacher known for living by Christ's words, "Love one another." Reverend Sloan retired in 1895 at the age of 75. He returned to Philadelphia, where he passed away in 1899 at the age of 79. The congregation that began in 1873 still meets today, generations after Reverend Sloan's arrival in Bismarck. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.